of the Buckeye Show tonight. I'm Timmy Hall, and with me from the network, he's with the network. He's here at the Fan as well. He does so many things. I don't know what he does. Matt Andrews.
I don't know what I do either.
though. Right? It's something different every day, pal. Versatility. That's the key.
Good to be with you, Tim. Always enjoy it.
Is Bill Rabinowitz versatile? I mean, he writes, and he can do a bang-up radio interview.
I wonder if he knows about Efton Reed. Do you think he knows about Efton Reed?
No, I don't think he's in on Efton Reed, but he writes books, too. Bill, your versatility is pretty strong, I got to say.
Well, thank you. I know nothing about Efton Reed. I got nothing for you.
I don't think Efton Reed knows about Efton Reed.
He's waiting to tweet that announcement.
Oh, Adam's at a soccer. He's at a kid's soccer game
okay.
right now.
All right.
Yeah, he's not that. Poor Adam. You know, I was trying to be a good dad and be a good reporter, and sometimes it's not easy. And yeah, I saw his mom tweeted that no announcement, that she deleted it. Who knows? I'm glad I don't cover basketball tonight.
What's the most trouble you've ever gotten in on the home front doing your job?
I have the best wife in the world. So she's actually, when we met, she was the mission editor at our paper in Pennsylvania. So she understands what it's like to be a journalist. So
nice.
It is helpful. When the kids were in the house and younger, it was obviously tougher. But now they're grown and out of the house, and so she's probably happy to have me do work instead of whatever else. So not an issue with us anymore. But the best thing you can have in this business is a supportive spouse.
That's true. Bill Rabinowitz covers Buckeye football for the Dispatches here. But the thing, like, me and my wife, we have such a great relationship. We like to kid each other all the time, and it'll never end. But you mean to tell me, like, you won't even get, like, a comment or a look or a stare, even though she knows you cover Buckeye football? Like, my wife knows, like, I am tied up around, like, it always comes up, Bill. It never fails. Like, there's a vacation that we're talking about, and then it's Buckeye football, and I'll get the, you know, you'll get, like, the sigh or something at least. One of those things will happen.
Well, what's funny is that she knows nothing about sports. I mean, people who follow me on Twitter know that I kind of occasionally will make reference to Mrs. Sportswriter and her lack of sports knowledge, which I think she's mostly amused by. But, yeah, it's quite amusing. It works out well because, you know, she has her interest, I have my interest, and then we have our mutual interests. So it works out.
Makes for a well-rounded couple, doesn't it, Matt?
Especially since you're talking to a single man here. Hey, Bill, let me start out by asking you.
Take advice.
Monday, I saw you over there. We got a few minutes, a few periods at practice. I guess the first couple of things I noticed was just the depth that this team appears to have on both lines of scrimmage. What do you see in that? Do you agree with that? Do you feel like that the O-line and the D-line are well-positioned for to kind of be the anchors of this team as we go forward this spring?
Yeah, I do, and especially on defense, it has to be, because you've got a whole group of new linebackers and, at least in the spring, new defensive backs, because you don't have Cam Brown and Seven Banks in there. So the defensive line got to carry it. I'm curious to see, you know, is this the year that Zach Harrison really explodes? Is this the year that Tyreek Smith really explodes? Haskell Garrett had his breakthrough year last year. Does he build on that? You know, does Jack Sawyer make an impact as a true freshman? And they do have a lot of depth on that defensive line. So I would expect that to be a really strong unit for Ohio State.
Bill, as we got to listen to wide receivers and Parker Fleming today, Brian Hartline, the coach of that unit, it's so loaded. Is it the most loaded position group on the team, for starters?
It might be. I mean, I think the running backs are really deep, too, but you don't have as many proven ones. I mean, at wide receiver, you have Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson. And those, I think that's the best receiving duo in the country coming back. On the, you know, running backs, you have Master Teague, but you've got a bunch of other guys that haven't really proven it, but look really good. Travion Henderson, the freshman, Mayan Williams played well in limited duty last year. Marcus Crowley is a talented guy. So you've got a bunch of guys back there. But, yeah, I would say the receivers, you know, Olave and Wilson, Jameson Williams, Jackson Smith and Jibba is going to be a great player. Julian Fleming, once he gets his health fully right, is going to be, you know, he's a five-star guy. He was the best receiver in that entire recruiting class last year. And they really like Marvin Harrison Jr. and Emeka Egbuka. They really feel like, you know, last year was the anomaly. They only really had two you know, guys that produced at that position. Years past, they've gone six deep, and I expect it to be more like that. I mean, I think obviously Olave and Garrett Wilson are going to be the featured guys, as they should be, but I think you're going to find a bunch of other guys with maybe 20, 30, 40 catches.
Bill Rabinowitz of the Columbus Dispatch joining us, covers Buckeye football. I heard this question during the network show last hour asked to Tim May. So let me ask you, because you've seen a lot of these spring games. Bill,
and give a better answer, too.
Bill, is there a standout?
How can I give a better answer than Tim?
Well, is there a standout moment from these spring games that you recall? Maybe an individual performance, a team performance, maybe weather. I know we've talked about these games being moved around. Well, when you think back on spring games you've covered for Ohio State, what stands out?
Oh boy, not a whole lot, because I understand that the value of them is limited. I mean,
sure.
That's just the truth. I'll tell you the moment that sticks out to me was not anything that happened on the field. It was, what would it be, 3 years ago when we talked to Joe Burrow after the game. And he and Dwayne Haskins were locked in that battle. And I remember talking with Joe Burrow along with the other reporters, and you could just see how much this was killing him, this decision he was going to have to make. Now, he didn't know for sure that he was not going to be the starter. But you knew that he knew if he wasn't going to be and he had to really supplant Dwayne Haskins to get that job, you could just, I mean, he really wanted to be the Ohio State quarterback, but he also knew he had to do what he had to do for his own career. And just seeing him wrestle with that decision and do it in such an articulate way, in such a thoughtful way, I remember leaving that interview session thinking, if he's not the quarterback here, he's going to be really good somewhere else. And, well, I didn't think he'd be the Heisman Trophy winner, per se, but that's the thing I remember when I think about a spring game. It was that 5-10 minute interview with Joe Burrow, and just how thoughtful he was and how conflicted he was.
But in that realm, Bill, do you expect this thing to go way into fall camp, right? I mean, maybe there'll be a leader after Saturday. Maybe they won't. Maybe they will say, maybe they won't. But this is something you envision carrying well into August, this quarterback race?
It should. I think it has to. I mean, unless one of these guys has been so much better than the others in camp, and others have asked Ryan Day if anyone has separated himself, and he says no. So I take him at his word. And look, there's no interest in him. There's no reason for him to declare a starter anytime soon. You want these guys thinking they have a chance. You want these guys to compete. You don't want the one you think is the starter to get complacent, think he's got it made. So it makes sense to make them compete all the way into camp. Now, I think as you get within a week or so of the season, I think it's important that you settle on somebody. And that's going to be it may or may not be a tough decision. I think the players will decide it. I think they'll know. It'll be obvious which is the guy that should be the starter. Obviously, Ryan Day's going to make the call. But I think whoever it is, and I have no idea what it's going to be. I think people would think, oh, well, it's going to be C.J. Stroud because he took the snap against, what was it, Clemson last year. You know, that may be reading too much into it. I think he's got as good a chance as anybody, certainly. But yeah, I think Kyle McCord's got a real shot. I think Jack Miller's got a real shot. I think it is truly an open competition right now.
Well, everybody gets to see these guys throw passes from point A to point B, and that's at least something on Saturday. Bill, you're giving me the Joe Burrow blues, too. That was a great little look back right there. Final 30 seconds, back to Julian Fleming. Long-term little shoulder thing or not, and hearing that he was 75-80%, he's one of the highest recruits in Buckeye football history. How critical do you think this upcoming season is for him?
Well, I mean, I think it's important. I don't think it's critical. He's still, what, a redshirt freshman? You know, depending, I mean, the eligibility thing from last year carries over. So, I mean, he's got time, and he's a five-star guy. The talent doesn't disappear. Brian Hartline raved about him today. Yeah, if he's healthy and doesn't produce, that's one thing. But if he needs more time to get his body right, and it doesn't necessarily happen for him this year, I don't think it's anything, you know, major. I'm sure disappointing and frustrating for him. But it's not like Ohio State absolutely needs Julian Fleming this year. They've got who they've got. He would certainly help them. But it's more important that he get his body right and be, you know, be as healthy as he can be long term, because not just for Ohio State, for a pro career.
Yeah, I think he's coming. I think he's coming in a crowded room here. Like you said, they were raving about him today. Bill, always appreciate it. Enjoy the spring game coming up. Hopefully we get this good weather in the 60s and the rain stays away. Enjoy it, man.
Thanks. I got to go downstairs and make amends to my wife. for doing this interview.
Thanks,
you and
Bill.
Me both, man. Yeah, let's do it. All right, there he goes. Bill Rabinowitz, everybody, from the Columbus Dispatch, at BR Dispatch. He's got a bunch of good Buckeye books out there that you can check out, too. And as always, he was with us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.